the tefillah of the is a good tefillah of the shame. But the Chacham say no, so that's another question. I think we discussed it already. But the Kesavishna said, according to the Rambam, the Chachamim are not chilek on the din of Gudachis. But the Rambam says, we discussed that Rambam too, that here, what combines the three gumeis, the three mikvois? Echav l'shol kshamim. So then Zeichon cannot be narrow. It's halachic. It's flowing water. The Chav l'shol kshamim. Without the Chav l'shol kshamim, so then each gumei stands by itself. Then you certainly cannot be tevil. Chameya is also made. When does Chameya say, we say to Dasik, you can be tevil in the Aliyeno? When we go into the Chameya, if there is a Chavos of Shomim and there is continuity of water on account of the flow of the Chavos of Shomim that passes through swiftly, you know, through all the Gumeis, through all the Gumeis. So the Mele and the Rabbonon, so Chameya and Rabbi, they both hold that Zeichlin can be married, even in Mikra. But the Rabbanon hold that Zeichlin cannot be married. I discussed the Rab Chaim and Sheikis. So Rab Chaim assumes that the Rambam Sheikis that not only Zeichlin cannot be married, it cannot even be Mechaber. And I said, there is no Mokher, but that's the Rambam Sheikis. Maybe the Rambam Sheikis that Zeichlin cannot be married, but Mechaber, they can't affect the Shoket. I mean, the Sheik of the Rashi is the Rashi, the Roshi, the Rekamel, that they can affect the Shoket. But Mi'arim, everybody is made. As to whether it can affect Chibur or not, is a machleke between the Rash and the Marit. The Rash, Shiti is, the Zeichlin, even though Zeichlin are not entire, Odom and Kelim, but they can affect Ashoke. They can affect Ashoke, Bimikveh. Masheikin, the Marit Shiti is, that Zeichlin and Mikveh just that they cannot be entire, Odom and Kelim. So maybe they cannot affect Ashoke either. But Zeichlin and Mayon, since they can be entire, Odom and Kelim in the Mayon, so we cannot talk Hashokit also. Anyway, so according to the Rambam, the Rabbanon hold rejecting the concept of Gudachis. According to the Rash, according to the Rash, so the Rabbanon rejecting the concept of Gudachis. According to the Kesef Mishnah, Pshat and the Rambam, the Rabbanon are made that we say Gudachis. But why the Rabbanon saying that he's Efte, in Pelagim and Mikvois, that he cannot even be Teve, Bitachdeino? Why? Because how is the Yiruv affected through the Chavos of Shomim that runs swiftly through the Gumeis? So Zeichlin cannot be married, but we say the Dachis. We say the Dachis according to Rambam, according to Rabbanon. Now, according to Rash and other Rishonim, so the Rabbanon hold that we don't even say the Dachis. Now the Mishnah the Gemara in Chagiga doesn't even mention the Rabbanon Shiti. The Gemara in Chagiga only mentions the Machlekes, the Meir and Rabbi Yudah. So Rabbi Meir says we say the Dasik, and Rabbi Yudah says no. Gudachis we say. Gudasik we do not say. So the question is, here it says Oelim Natachte, Kishoelim Ma'im Shuri, Vitachte Ma'im Sheir. So how can we say the Dasik? But this Mishnah goes only according to Rabbi Meir. It's strange that it goes only according to the Meir. So the Rash says, no, it's true, it accords with everybody, the Meir, the Yudah, even the Rabbanon. And true, according to the Yudah, we don't say the Dasik. And according to the Rabbanon, we don't even say the Dachis. That's why Gabe the Reis. Let's say, you have one mikveh of Chofso, and you have another mikveh of Chofso, and there is continuity of water running from one to the other. And it's in his land, so we do not say Gudachis. We do not say Gudachis according to Rabbanon of Yudah. But here it's negated through the Rabbanon of Shol. So we got in Shol. So Katafka see the Chibur. And not only do we say Gudachis, we even say Gudasik. Because so the Rashike here is the Shol, if we could in Shol. Is only Rabbanon, because here the Mishnah discusses the case where the mikveh is fully shown. Where the mikveh is fully shown. Alright. Yeah, what is it?
When the silo will be tilted up and the waters then descend into the upper, into the Elyon, But still, they're coming from a height above, and it's almost as if it's good achdis, because the silon has to be tilted for the waters to go,
but
then even into the elyon. Though they were taken
second
from...
Second, please. The elyon is man shuvi. So what mikveh do you have to be mitayel?
The elyon.
And the elyon becomes nitalnika through the tachteino. So we have to apply the halacha of gudasik here. Because in order to, in other words, we have to say that it's mechuba, that the elyeno is mechuba to the tachteino.
But obviously, physics, the water could never go in an upward direction. I mean,
please,
don't we ultimately
leave
tilt
physics
the,
alone? Okay. It has nothing to do with physics.
But don't we ultimately tilt the silon so that the waters will then be?
But we have to be tied to the elyeno. So we have to say that the water at the bottom is imagined to be on top. That's gudasik, not gudachis.
So where is the hamshecha affected on the tachton waters that will
the tachton, no! No, Ashok has to be affected on the tachton. The tachton is ksheva originally. Alright, now that's... So this is what Rav said. Then, there is another difficulty in this Mishnah. And then it says... Now, let's see the Rav. ורוחת נעקורי ולחשים על שבע בעוד עוד בהיפציק עשו אשר כוסי ולא עוד שלא יתפילה מי בסילן של חרס וסילן של אימא ויהיו עדין של אימץ או איש של עצם או איש של סלוחס אין ואני פרס הוא מניח כדי תחתב של הסילן in order to slip away כדי שלא יצא מים מחוץ כשהוא מסמר עד שור שיסק וישחד לו עם המקווח אפילו כיסר והקימו בישיבה שהיא דרבות אבל אם הויו הועליה חוסה מחשיו ובו להכשירי על בישוקה להשלים עם חשיו oh, so then, and there is another difficulty now, we say that some time ago I asked you to go over the whole Gemara in Gittin that's the Zion חמיציק וחתך וחתפס ומשקה תפח אינו חיבו לילותים ולילותר so then, the Gemara says there that the Zion the tefiach loy avachibo, but tefiach latfiach avachibo. So then Tesis is the kashe, but we say eruv mikvoyis kishveras amei, eruv mikvoyis kishveras amei. So Rav Natan says that the nekev has to be kishveras amei, but mali has to be only tefiach latfiach. The ri is chelik Rav Natan, and the ri says that when it says tefiach latfiach is chibo, even though it's less than kishveras amei. Even though it's less than Shveras Amein, so it goes a little bit of a beauty, and also in case of Katafas. But according to the Rabbanon, Tefiach Latfiach is not a Chibur. Only Shveras Amein is a Chibur. Shveras Amein is a Chibur if there is a Nekev in the Kesa, and if it's Nifrat's Lamailo, so we require half of Shveras Amein. In other words, a Berechat ki Shkipas. Al rum kibul pasashum, val rechav kishver asamei. Shver asamei. But tefiach latfiach is not chibur. Tefiach latfiach is only chibur al limit of a beauty, and also only in the katafas. In the katafas. But in a nibul level ground, where there is a kesel, mapsik, so if the water goes to a neke, so then we have to have water of shver asamei, and if the water goes above the kesel, because of the piyotzeh, because of the piyotzeh in the kesel, then we require not shveras aneim, but more than tefiach latfiach. More than tefiach latfiach, what do we require? Al-rum, that's the shield of al-rum kikrit sashun, val-rirat shveras aneim. Anyway, according to Rav Natan, so the only the nekev has to be shveras aneim, but mayim has to be only tefiach latfiach. According to the Ri, mayim itself has to be kishveras aneid. If it's the neke in the middle of the kesel, so then it has to be mayim, like a full kishveras aneid. And if it's above the kesel, in the piyotzeh in the kesel, so in other words, nifrat means this. In other words, if there is a neke in the middle of the kesel, so then there has to be mayim kishveras aneid. But if it's nifrat and the water goes over the kesel because there is a pirtze in the top of the keser, so then our ranking is assured, and it has to be pirecha, like the diameter of the shifras amet. This size. So that's anyway. So we see that mashu is not enough, and here the Gemara says, here the Mishnah says mashu is enough. So the Rashi is that kasha too. So again, the Rashi gives a similar terence, because here it's nigeye shuvim, and shuvim is only possible with Rabbanon. So we don't require shuvim as a name, or kikrit as a shuv, al reichav kishuvim as a name. Even mash. All right. Umeishayu masike yafilu kisa. So that now let's see the Rab. At shoshi yasik mishabru mamik v'achet. Afilu kisara ve'ikilu mishpishile shi berabon. So again, the Rabbi Batinore said the same thing. You remember when we started learning the poise, so we said that from the first Mishnah of the Rav in the poise, it appears that Shulim is possible to rise. Shulim is possible to rise because he says, Megadim chvira shevikar kam chnosim b'mayim shenim shulim. The impoches ma'aboyim so shemushir mikvim. Daf kerinum shuvim. Why? But if it should be not. Why if it should be not? Because if it should be, so then all the water will be in the gabbro will be contaminated. But if it's in shuvim, it cannot be contaminated. Why cannot be contaminated? Because it has a halosha mikve. Halosha mikve. But it wasn't a mikve. So we say, the gabbro to a scale with the rice, we don't require them, so even the venus is not. So the male, it cannot be the kabbal tumeh, the man in the mikveh, as long as it has a chalisha mikveh in the rise. So the question is, but if the rabbi got an orashi take me, that kulisho is possible with the rise, so kulisho is possible with the rise, so that kulisho is possible with the rise, that so if the rabbi got an orashi take me here, that Kulishov is only possible with Rabbanon, but with Raise, even Kulishov is kosher, so why should there be a difference between a Gabo that is Shov and a Gabo that is not Shov but has Poches Mabonso? And at the Rabbanon level, so Poches Mabonso is nothing. It requires a Bonso. I mean, Revi's mind is not enough. And at the Rabbanon level. So, but on the Reise level, so the V is smiling, has a Halisha Mikveh. But on the Reise level, the Rabbi that Nora Shite here is that with Reise, Shov also has a Halisha Mikveh. So, what difference does it make whether the Shosotome is given, what happened in a Megabo that is Shov, or a Megabo that is not Shov, but doesn't have Nemsov? Monefshah. With Rabbanon, so in both cases, he doesn't have a Halisha Mikveh. Even if it's not Job, he doesn't have a Halisha Mikveh. So it should become contaminated, all the water should become contaminated. And but with Raisi, it has a Halisha Mikveh. But if the Rabbi Bat Nora Shite is that Kulishov is kosher with Raisi, so even if it is Job, it cannot become contaminated. So from the Rabbi Bat Nora here, it's mashma, we said at the time, that Kulishov is possible in the rice. So that's why he says, Megabim Chiyoshim Mikartam Chiyoshim Mayim Shein on Shuv. Because if it is Shuv, so he doesn't have a Chalashe Mikra with Raisa. If he doesn't have a Chalashe Mikra with Raisa, so it can be the Kabbatum of Mechubato, like the Raivet. The Raivet says the reason is why Mayim Karke cannot be the Kabbatum because they have a Chalashe Mikra. But, so that is in conflict with the Rav here. At the time, we didn't give it out. So, this Rav says, so he said, Achor she asked me, Schabna Mikva Achim, 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 So in other words, so only here, so even the connection is Chutasare is certainly less than than Sheferes Hanayit, where the Chut HaSa'aleh means even less than Tefeyach LaTefeyach, or Chut HaSa'aleh means Tefeyach LaTefeyach, it is to be. So there is a Machlekes Achen. So it's possible to say that there are many who say that when the Rash says Kisare, he means B'chol HaPoches Tefeyach LaTefeyach. Otherwise it's not even Kisare. If it's the Peach, not the Peach, not Peach. But one thing is sure, that Kisara is less than Shiveres Hanayit. Shiveres Hanayit is relatively a large quantity of one. So, but according to the Rash, so less than Shiveres Hanayit, so there cannot be any Chibur. So again he says, since it's negated, the Psul of Shov, which is the Rabbanon, so even Shechut HaSara, let's say that Kisara means the Peach, not Peach. So, is a Chibur. Alright. אבל אם הוא יואל ילחוס על רשיו הוא בוא להכשיר על די השוקי להשלימי רשיו אין די בה השוקי כסאר ואפילו רבי יהודה למי כותבי בפרק בייז נגידי בוא יתפח על נס להתפיח what does it mean? אפילו רבי יהודה למי כותבי because רבי יהודה שיטי is that we say good אחיס and כתב כסא זה חיפו לגבי לא עולה מקווה we say good אחיס but the Chola Poches will require Tefeyach on Nas Latfiyach. So one thing is here, you see, in the Rash, there are some who say that when the Rash says that Kisare is enough regarding the Psul of Shov, because Shov is only the Rabbonon, so Kisare, the Rash means Tefeyach Latfiyach. But that you can say in the Rash, but you cannot say in the Rav Batinora, because the Rav Batinora says that Fila Rabbiud and Meikl Tvei, if you are based in Gittin, boy, you can pay on Nasla Tviach. So what does he want? But if Ksari is also the Beach Latviach. So from Rav Matanora, it's obvious that here, we got the Shuvi, we don't even require Tviach Latviach. Even Tviach is enough. So that is a kasha against those Achrim who say in the Rash that the Rash says that here, since it's the day of Sudra Bonnab Shuv, so Mele Kishara is enough. A mashal connection is not. We don't need Tishveres Hanayit. But Tefeyach LaTefeyach we need. Because if it's not Tefeyach LaTefeyach, so then it's not even a mashal. Tefeyach. Not Tefeyach LaTefeyach is not even a mashal. Why should we say that in the Rash? The Rambat in Ore adapted the Shita of the Rash, and he spells it out that Kisare is in less than Tefeyach LaTefeyach because he says only in regard to the Psul of Shov that is in the Rabbonon, so we are making. But suppose the two Mikveis Achaseiris and through Ashoke we have to unite the two Mikveis Achaseiris into one big Mikveh of Memzor, so then a Mashu connection will not be enough, because even Rabbi Yehuda who is making and who says with Achis, but in Chol HaPoches requires a continuity of flow of Tefeyach LaTefeyach, not just continuity of flow or continuity of water, just of Tefeyach. So we see that here we don't even require Tefeyach LaTefeyach. So since the Rav who adapted the Shita of the Rash, so says explicitly that Mashu means even less than Tefeyach LaTefeyach, why should we inject a new Shita in the Rash? Alright, so the Pashtus is that according to the Rashi, so here we have the Psul of Shov, we don't require even Tefeyach LaTefeyach. Tefeyach, I mean, there is nothing less than Tefeyach. Tefeyach means moist, and Tefeyach LaTefeyach means so much moisture that you could moisten your finger and moisten some other spot, let's say, like this, suppose. So then it's moist, but you couldn't moisten the other finger. But if it's more moisture, so you can take, you can, with this moisture, you can moisten some other spot. That's the difference between the Tefeyach and the Tefeyach LaTefeyach. Now, the next part of the mission. Hoyobeg in aboim so, uvitachtein in klum, mimalei vikate vileizin leyei, achieyodu vitachtein aboim so. So in this mission, we have the Aloha mentioned explicitly. And it's mentioned so many places. But this mission is expressive of the halacha that once a mikveh has memzor, So there, you can dump Mayim Shelim into it. You got it. And here, to form Mayim Shelim, you can take a keli and spill water. And spill water. He says, you had two mikvahs. You had two mikvahs. A tachten and an elyon. This is a tachten, this is a mikvah. And now, here there is mitzvah. Here there is none. No water at all. Just a structure. So the Mishnah tells us he can take, fill up a kettle with water and keep on pouring. Keep on pouring. So every drop of shol that comes in, that is dumped into the Eino, becomes any shol, flashoke, because it becomes connected and commingled with the mimikre. And then he keeps on pouring so much water, so that for the soul will drip down from the upper level mikveh into the lower level mikveh, and both mikvahs will be chairs. Now the pashtus haloshon of the Mishnah is, hoyo be'elyon arboim so uvitachten eitrum mimbalei bikatev v'neisin le'elyon acheyedu litachten arboim so. So the pashtus haloshon is, that there is no limit. It can keep on pouring. So the Mishnah doesn't say Mimale Bikatev Vinesil Elyin, and you pour into the Elyin another force. You can pour in 80 song, 100 song, 1,000 song. That's the Pashtus Lashon Mishnah. And most Rishonim understand the Mishnah that way. That if it's Hoyo Belyin Aboim so Vitachten in Klum, he can take a big kettle with 1,000 song of water and keep on pouring from that kettle into the alien, and then gradually, slowly, it flows down, it drips down into the tachte, That's the pshat of most Rishayim, except the Ravid. The Ravid is the only one who says that here the Mishnah talks, Hoyo Be'elyin Aboim So, Tachte Mein Klum. So in other words, and the Roshna Mishnah is Acheyedu Mitachten Aboim So. So that means how much, what is the maximum that you can pour into the Elyon for his own. But you cannot pour a mashu more than for his own. Because if you pour a mashu more than for his own, so in the total, the net result will be that at the end, there will be most of the water will be of originally shown. And that's not good. So even when Hashoki is affected, the Raiva Chiti is that only Adrube Hashoki is affected. But not more. Why does the Raiva say that way? Because of the Gemara in Yivamos. But the Raiva is Yochit. The Raiyot is Yochit. In other words, according to the Ravid, you had no water in the bottom, in the lower level mikveh, and you had 40 so exactly in the upper level mikveh, and then you dump not 40 so. So 40 so, the Mishnah says you can dump 40 so. So then if you dump 40 so then the Ravid says we assume that it's 50-50, that the distribution is 50-50. So in other words, so then 40 will be, altogether there is 80, and 40 will be in the lower level mikveh, and 40 in the upper level mikveh. But suppose you dump into the upper level mikveh 50 so, 50 so, originally you had an upper level mikveh 40 so, then you dump in the upper level mikveh another 50 so. So then, altogether with the original form, so it's Nagusa. And then we assume that there is a 50-50 distribution. So then it means that 45 soul will be in the upper level mikveh, and 45 soul will be in the lower level mikveh. And so now, if we assume that it's a 50-50 distribution, so before the originally Eim Shubi, so 20 of the 40 will remain at the end in the upper, and 20 of the 40 originally Eim Shubi will be in the lower. And in each one we have 45. So that means that the ratio in each mikveh between the original Eim Shubi and the original Shubi, it means that each mikveh will have 25 originally Shubi and 25 Saw and 20 originally Shubi and 20 Eim Shubi and 20 originally Eim Shubi. So that means that there is more, that half of the water consists of originally Shubi water, even though Ashok is affected. But if in the end the rope of the water in the mikveh consists of originally Shubi water, even though Ashok is affected, so then the psul of Shub is revived. This is the Raivet, and the Raivet says that the Mishnah emphasizes actually hoyo belin aboimso uvitachten ikru mimalo bikatim Yisraelim actually yodo vitachten aboimso. Why did the Mishnah say that hoyo belin aboimso uvitachten ikru hoyo belin maim shenim shum uvitachten ikru mimalo bikatim Yisraelim actually yodo vitachten aboimso? That's all. Why did the Mishnah have to mention hoyo belin aboimso? What difference does it make? According to the pshat of all the other Mishnah, it can have a thousand so too. So, I mean, it doesn't make any. So he says, in the case of Hoya Belin Aboim So, Uvitachten in Krum, so Malabikatev, so he's allowed to be Malabikatev only 40, not more than 40. Of course, if originally in the upper level mikveh there was 50, so he's allowed to be Malabikatev 50. If originally in the upper level mikveh was 100, so he's allowed to be Malabikatev 100. So, But if in the end the mikveh, the major portion of the water in the mikveh consists of originally Shov water, so then the psul of Shov is revived. Why was that? Why all the Shem Achilles and the Raivet in this chapter? Why was the Raivet? Why was the Raivet? Why does the Raivet say that? Because of the Gemara in Yevamos. Now the Gemara in Yevamos in Pirkei Avot, so there is a machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Shlomish. Now, the Pirkei Avot, Shtei Kupis, Acha Shel Chum Vacha Shel Trumo. Ulifnei Shtei Soin, Acha Shel Chum Vacha Shel Trumo. Vinoflei Besichayu Arei Umitorin. Shanei Mer Trumo Besich Trumo Noflu. Vichum Besich Chum Noflu. You have two boxes. Two boxes. In one box you have Trumo. In another box you have Trumo. And then we have two souls. One soul of Trumo and one soul of Chum. And somebody put one of the two souls, one of which was the soul of Chum, one of which was the soul of Trumo. So a child put what they saw into each one of the boxes. No one knows whether the soul of Chum was put in the box of Chum, so then there is no problem. Nothing became contaminated. And the soul of Trumo was put in the box of Trumo, so then nothing became contaminated. Or it was vice versa. Maybe the child mixed it up and he put the soul of Trumo in the box of Chum and the soul of Chum in the box of Trumo. Box of Chum. So the halacha is that if it's Truma de Rabbanan, And suppose, if it's Truma Deraisa, yes, of course. If it's Truma Deraisa, so of course we cannot be tenable. But if it's Truma Derabon, let's say, according to Mandoma, the Truma Bismarazi is Derabon, or let's say, it's Truma Spirits, or Yerokes, I mean, that is definitely Derabon. If it's Truma, if it's Negei Derabon, so Rabbi Yechon says that we can still be tailored. But Rishloki says, even if it's Truma Drabonon, let's say, according to Mandoma, the Truma is Manzei Drabonon. And so when can we be tailored if the box of Truma, of Chul, if the box of the box of Chum has at least two sum of Chum. Two sum of Chum. So then we can be taken. In other words, we have two boxes. We have two boxes. Here is one box. Here is another box. And this box has two sum Chum. And this box has two sum Chum. This box has two sum Chum. And as a matter of fact, I mean, this box is not important, but this box has two sochum. How much this box, the box of Truma, has is not important. The important thing is that the box of Truma has at least two sochum. And then the child came, and the child had with him a saw of Truma, a saw of Truma, and he put each saw in one of the two boxes. So I mean, but we don't know which in which. So the halacha is that the Tosefta says there's the price. So Pinofli is a higher mitzvah. Shaliyina truma b'sich truma noflo b'chum b'sichum. So of course that is reference to a case where the truma is mirabon. So Rishloki says even if the truma is mirabon, we can only be tele if we know that this box of truma had the halacha has two sources of truma. So then we can be there, and we can take it for granted. We can take it for granted. We can assume that the child dumped the saw of Chum into this box, and the saw of Truma into this box. So then we have nothing to worry about, because suppose it's the other way around. And the child put the saw of Truma into this box. So again, the Raisa had the train's bottle. So Mele, we can be taken. But suppose the box of Truma has only one saw, Rishloki says, then we cannot be taken the hovel. Because how can we be taken the hovel? Because it could be the other way. So the whole item here, the Rabbanon, only when can we be taken in the Rabbanon, the Gule? Only when Bittul is Chal. Bittul the Rob is Chal. But if Bittul the Rob is not Chal, we cannot be Tehle Rob. So, Omar Mishloki Shvu Sharo Bukhul Al Atum. The Rabbi Yechon Omar Achal Pi Sharo Rob Bukhul Al Atum. So then Gimori Ase Kashe Mikve She Yeish Ve Yabo Im So Vi So Va Rabbi Yechon Mi Rabbo Nolo Ipino Nge Buye that where it involves in Sar Rabbonon. So then, even without Bittul Berov, we can be Tehle Rov. Vietnam, that's a Mishneh. That's a Mishneh in Perek Zayin, Mishneh Beis, the second Mishneh in Perek Zayin. Mikve sheyesh be'avoyim so mechol gonis. No san so v'lo so kosher. V'yomar Rabbi Yudah Bar Shilo, Omar Rav Asa, Omar Rav Yechon Nad Rubei. So, all the Rishayim, except the Raived and also the Rambam. The Rambam also, but still the Rambam Shiti is not like the Raived. So, but all the Rishayim, Rashi, Tesis, all the Rishayim, the Rosh, all the Rishayim, the Rambam, the Rashbo, the Ritvo, the Ram, all the Rishayim except the Rambam and the Raiva, they explain, now turn to that Mishnah of Mikveh Sheyesh Beis, that's Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis. At the end of Mishnah Beis in Perek Zayin, Mikveh, שיש ויעבוים סו חוסר אחס נופה ויסייך סו מהם לא ילון הוי ויעבוים סו Not unsolving, not also a ridiculous. Look what the Rav says. In Porsche, each the mikvah brings some man chair. We know something, so many parents. Let's say, he had a mikvah just mem sons and sons, 40 sons. Then, he dumped in one saw of apple juice, mikvah, apple juice. And then, man chair. So mikveh sheyesh bei avoyim so manche im nosim bei so mei peretz v'hakim not in so mei menu mai u mei peretz mei robit yach hari kol aso shal mei peretz shemishalo bim mikveh mashlimi es ha mikveh lerois if let's say originally it had only 39 so and then you filled up with one so of angels, so it couldn't be mashal to Nimsa, because in order to be a mikveh shelo, it has to have Nimsa mayim, not 39 samayim, and one so angels or apples. But if originally everybody out said it had 40 samayim, then a so of angels or of apple juice fell in, and then it took out one so. Even though, when you take out one so, so you can't take out just exclusively the apples, because there is redistribution. If you have 40 salt mine and then you don't pee one salt apples, so there is a commingling between the salt apples and the 40 salt water. So when you take out one salt of liquids from that mikveh, so that one salt that you take out does not consist exclusively of a saw of oranges, but on the contrary, that saw that you take out, so will have 41 of so have 41 parts of mayim, 41. Of Mali and 141 of the parents. So then you say, so the mikveh is a mikveh psula, because the mikveh does not have memsomayim anymore. It has a little less than them. But since at the time when the orange juice was dumped into the mikveh, so the mikveh had memsom, so even the orange juice became bottled and it acquired the same shem as Mali. So then when you take out a saw from that mikveh, it's kosher. So, that's what he says. Mikveh sheyesh bei arba'im so chos rachas, not mesichet, hoya bei arba'im so, not also, we not also are is a kosher. So before sheyesh bei mikveh arba'im so mayim she, we know some be so mi peris, v'akim not also mi menu mayim mi peris ni rovi yachad, hari kol aso shal bi peris she nishavu bi mikveh, mashmimim emes ha mikveh, even though objectively speaking, once you take out a saw of liquid from the mikveh, so we know that the account of the even redistribution between the saw of algaes and the main saw of water, so how much water, pure water, does the mikveh have? Not main saw water, it just says 39 saw plus 1 over 41 of the saw of water, and the other 40 of over 41 consists of mikveh. So it shouldn't be kosher. So it is kosher. Why? Because since it had mikveh water at the time when you dumped the saw of orange juice, so even the orange juice became bottled and it acquired a shell of water. So then when you take out, so everything that is remains there, even the mepeiros, so has a shell of water. So So then, the Gemara says, "Kashe." Now, Rabbi Yechanan says, "Bibi Rabban Ribinun Ribuye," that if you have two boxes, one box is of Truma Rabban, another box is a box of Chum, and then there are two souls, and the child threw one soul of Chum into one box, and one soul of Truma into another box. We don't know which soul was dumped into which box. So we are tail locking, and we say possibly the child threw the soul of Truma into the box of Truma, and the soul of Chum into the box of Truma. But it could be happened the other way around. So no sakar, no risk, because it only involves a miserable. So Mishloki says we can only be tail locking if the box of Chum has two souls. So even if it happened the other way, there is still be tail locking. And Rabbi Yechanan says no. We can be tail locking without it. Rabban will be anyway. So the son of Rabbi Yechanan, Rabban will be no rebuye, but now Mikvah sheish b'avayim samech uvaneis. Not also be not also not also be not also kosher. The Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Omer Rabbas, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Drubei. In other words, so according to the Shem, it has reference to the case where the Mikvah had been some money. Then he dumped his salt of orange juice. Then he took out a salt of orange juice. Then he took out his oranges, and then he dumped again. So when you take out not an oranges, then he took out his own. So that was new one of oranges, a mixture of oranges and water. So after you take out one saw from that mikveh that had 41 saw altogether, so how much is left? Again 40 saw. Even though a mashul of that 40 saw consists of mekeres. But that Mepeles is bottled, also has a Chalei Shem, Mai. And then you take out again. And then you dump again a saw of Mepeles. And then you take out again a saw of the eel. And again you dump a saw of Mepeles. And again you take out a saw of the eel. So it's still kosher. Why? Because every time after you take out a saw of the eel, you are sure that there is 40 soil. So Rabbi Yechanan himself says, Adrube, he can do that, he can repeat that thing, I mean of dumping in and taking out, dumping in and taking out 20 times, but he cannot do it 21 times. Because if you do it 21 times, so then ultimately they will be Rubei oranges and the newt of water. So then the mikveh will be psul. So my love the mishtayah Rubei. So Omer Rabbi Yechanan ad Rubei, my love the mishtayah. In other words, when Rabbi Yechanan says ad Rubei, maybe it means he can do it my love mishtayah Rubei, he can do it 19 times but not 20 times. So why? So in other words, we always have to be sure that there is a rope left. So anyway, so here too, in the case of the kupis, Rabbi Yechanan should say, oh, when can we be tail locking? Only when there are two saw of chum in the box of chum. So the Gemara says, when Rabbi Yechanan says, at rubei, he means not that you can do it only 19 times. You can do it 20 times. So, but he shouldn't do it 21 times. 21 times. So in other words, so, in the case of Shnei Kupis, Rabbi Yechanan will be made it. Suppose the Kupa of Chum has only one son, and then the child had two sons of Chum and two sons of Truma, and they put two sons of Chum into one box, and two sons of Truma in the other box, then we wouldn't be table hockey. We wouldn't be taking a hockey, and we would say maybe it's possible that a child put the two saw of Truma into the Truma box and the two saw of Chum into the Chum box, because it could happen that way. And if it happened that way, so it would mean that he put two saw of Truma into a box that had only one saw. So in such a case, Rabbi Yechanan wouldn't be there. And that when Rabbi Yechanan says, Ad Rubei, he means the way Nishku Rubei. In other words, that he can meet with him himself. Mayim. And then he dumped his soul in the pits. Then he took out his soul. Then he dumped his soul in the pits. Then he took out his soul. Then he dumped his soul in the pits. Then he took out his soul. So he can do it up to 20 times, but he cannot do it 21 times, because if he does it 21 times, so the net result is that the 40 soul that remains in the mikveh after 21 times he kept on dumping in and taking out. So that means that there is more of original mikveh is left than the original mayim left. So this is the pshat by Omishim. However, the Ha'ivet is held by Omishim. And the Ha'ivet says that when the Mishnah says, Mikveh sheyesh ba'avodah sof chabonis, nosu sof v'notu sof, kosher, v'yom Rav Yehuda bar Shila, v'yom Rav Asa bar Rabbi Yechanan, ad rubei, so that means, ad rubei, the Rambam and the Ha'ivet, they both say, that it doesn't mean he dumped his soul with varjus, he dumped his soul mindshul. But, so the question is, if he dumped his soul mindshul, why does Rabbi Yechanan say ad rubei? So he can do the same game, he can play the same game without a limit, even 100 times, even 1,000 times, because originally the mikveh had one soul. And then the Mishnah says, and he dumped one soul mindshul. He dumped one soul mindshul. Now then it passes. In other words, suppose you have a sponge, and then you have only green, but besides the water, so in a sponge, so all the water is blue, it's absorbed, you couldn't even see it. In a green, you could see all the water, but besides the water that are in the tail of the green, you see certain drops that adhere, that stick to the vehicle of it. So in other words, so really, if you took a sponge, and the sponge contains gibberugin water, but it's not in your life, it's not in your life, and then you put a sponge in the mikveh, and you wring out the sponge. So even though when you wring it out, so you wring out gimurugim mayim that was show, but since these gimurugim were only balua, so maybe it doesn't pass. The only gimurugim that are inside the keilah, not gimurugim that are balua b'sichatli. And further, the cholapo, in gli there is a big achish, because in gli, so you have so it means you have in the glee, you have gimulukim, but it's gimulukim only al bitzil with the drops of water that adhere to the daily nagli. So, but without the drops of water that adhere to the daily nagli, the inside the glee itself, there is less than gimulukim. So in other words, so the those drops that adhere to the daily nagli are not considered like gimulugim be'er, with those that are double. So the male they hilkach with those are about showing gimulugim mayim green with looking bad. Having in the rabbon hilkach with those rabbonon there is a mikveh notro. In view of the fact that it's in the rabbonon, so the chachomim only were misakei that only gimulugim that are mirim be'er and are not absorbed and are not even double. But if without the drops that are absorbed, we have less than gimulugim, without the drops that adhere to the deep nagli, we have less than gimulugim, and only al ditzilu with the drops that adhere to the deep nagli, so that's not considered gimulugim mayim shadok lezeham. Hasim alateimu, keilim deum shalayitze, umnochim sich mikveh kosh, elohim keikubim kishver esalei, דו ידעו קדם נמיל שצור שלי מקום בקשירה זלב יכולי גודל כי אם בעת איש התרוכים הוא יעיסי אדימו תהיה בדל התרוכים סעבי מכיר דל התרוכים והלוח התרב יודק סעת ריקו פה סעלו סעו ניצורים של ערוב התלופים מדהים בית משה, אם אין מיד, ולבואי מקיבי לשבר הסנאי, שכולו מלאים מקובים, תלמי שבסייך הולגה במקרה, אין פייס לנסע מקרה, משמיים שובים, ומה לנסון כדאוק, או לא, this is the last part of the Mishnah we didn't learn. הוי ומיסונים תחס הציני, אין אין פייס לנסע מקרה, אלו מדהים לנסן, ומה לנסון כדאוק, in other words, he put the sack in the kupon that is not under the tzinei in so then the aloch is in a place where it's a mikve mishimayim shuv and malin is on kidadok in mikve sheik bin em son zum zomis the amrino mikamon the car we keset shalei akib sheik bi as foseyen min amayim hamayim shebiseichem shuvim כיצד יעשה מדבילון ומעלה איסון דרך שולייר וביסק וביקופו לחשינון ולחשיב המים שבסי חמשומי ליבסי לסם מקווה. In other words, suppose that's in the Mishnah further. So the Mishnah says, suppose you had in the Mikveh Memsom, you had Memsom in the Mikveh Mitzumtzom, exactly Memsom, and then you were taking the kela, you are taking the kela in the mikveh. Now, then you pick up the mikveh. You pick up the kela from the mikveh. So you have to be careful. When you pick up the kela from the mikveh, the kela that you are taking, you shouldn't pick it up that way, with the mouth on top. Because if you pick it up that way, so there will be water. So there will be water in the kela, and then after you pick it up, so you empty it out. Now the water that is in the kela is already shown the moment you pick it up. The moment it becomes detached from the mikveh, it's already shown. And if the mikveh didn't have memsom, so it doesn't matter. Because once a mikveh has, if the mikveh did not have memsom tzumtzum, but it had, let's say, 45 som, 50 som, so then you don't have to be so careful. You can pick it up the regular way. What are you afraid? Maybe there is human looking in the kelim. It's in the kelim. So what? And then you empty it out. So the hashok can be affected. Because once the mikveh has been saw, you can dump all the mind in the world. So the hashok can be affected on that one. But in view of the fact that the mikveh had originally mem tzom, so now when we pick it up the regular way, so there is a certain diminution in the Memsom. So there is less than Memsom. And if the water that is in the kela is Gimulugin, and Gimulugin is not a large quantity, so then you will dump it back after it was detached from the mikveh, and you pick it up the regular way, so you turn it over, and you dump it, and there is, so Gimulugin will be dumped into the mikveh, and the mikveh has a marshal less than Memsom, so melee, it will pass on what of the mikveh. So the Mishnah says that if the mikveh originally had Memsom Tzimtzom, you can table the kele, but then you have to be very careful. When you take out the kele, while the kele is still in the water, you turn it over, you invert it, and then you, so, and you pick it up that way. So melee, even though for a moment there was less than Memsom, and then it stood out, but it wasn't shown. Since you didn't pick it up from the mikveh derech kibulei, so maybe it didn't even for a split second become shown. So the Rav says, that is true if Yatevel Ekele, if Yatevel Ekele, that Mashem came if Yatevel, small kele in his sack, and the sack has many pores, so the melee, it's, so you don't have to invert the sack inside the mikveh, and then pull it up that way. So then it will be my will of Hakom Nitakanto, because he dumped the 50 needles in the sack. If you have to invert the sack that way, so all the 50 needles will fall back into the mikveh. So what will they have accomplished? So, but since the sack has many pores, So you can pick it up the regular way with the shalayim and the batter. But you ask when you pick up the sack. So the mighty is Timurugim mine in the sack, and then that Timurugim will leak out through the pores. It doesn't matter. Since it has many pores and it couldn't contain the water there in a second, it all would leak out, so it's not to be skippled. So even while the Timurugim were contained in the sack, it did not become shoal. So melee, even if the mikveh has learned something, you can still pick up the sack with the 50 needles, the regular one. This is what I said. Alright, we leave it here. Now for Tuesday, you should be prepared, and the rest of the Mishnahs, prepare it well. The Rav and Yom Rishon and the Rash and the Rambam and the Rosh, each nuts.
The Mishnah, the quote Mishnah Gov. First, we have to go over all the Mishnahs in Perek Vov with the Rav, and then the Rav and the Rosh. This the Rosh of the Mikveh. The Yidin for us actually in Tiyahu and the Moshe. I will bring my God to Chet. This the Rosh of the Mikveh. The Dvorah. So any fragment of that here before Chet is called the Bistar. So the Bistar Sheva Mikveh. It's a Sheva Kli, and the root, the top of the Bistar is above the level of the water. Now let's say this is the Bistar. So it's above the level of the water. The top, but they are piotzes, nikob. So the water comes in. The water of the mikveh fills up the gister for the piotzes. So the Hebrew was a keli, and then we put some small keli in the gister needles, let's say. Here our mitzvah, even though the needles are kept a place in the shalayim of the gister. But it doesn't matter, because the water that comes in through the piotzes into the gistere, so is mechuba, is connected to the water in the mikveh. So the needles that are immersed in the water in the gistere are considered albedin as if they have been immersed in the mikveh itself. Avot meim al gav lechetz. Avot meim al gav lechetz. Now, but it is it becomes tomei because when he picks up the gister, so then there must be some drops of water on the shalayim of the gister when he picks it up. Now the gister is tomei. So then, as long as it's inside the mikveh, then the drops of water cannot be recovered to me. Because it's my mikveh. My mikveh cannot be recovered to me. But the moment it picks up the gister, and it's unavoidable, and unavoidably, there will be a number of drops adhering to the shalayim and to the deifer of the gister, so the melee, those drops, they are in the Avot L'Cheres, because Gister is Tomei. So the drops that happen to be in the Avot of the L'Cheres, of this Gister, also become Tomei. The movement is detached from the Mikveh. And then one of the Yitches Dovor is, the Chachomim Mogezeya, that if that Mashkin Tmein can transmit to the Tekir. So Mele, this is what he says. He put in, let's say, 10 or 20 needles in the gistere, and he dumped the gistere in the water. So the tumor from the needles was broken, even though the needles were all the time in the gistere, but the water in the gistere were connected with the water in the mikveh. But then when he picks it up,
with all the needles. So then there are some many drops of water in the gistar, and the gistar is stopping. The gistar is stopping. So the melee, it is the kabutume. And then the same mashki, the same drops are in contact with the needles. And that's one of the chesdobot, that mashki me that I say, so it could not be the kabutume from mashki. Because midr I say kele could only be the kabutume from naf, and mashke is a rish. Mashke is a rish. But that's one of the chesdobot, that mashkin tmeim, that killing, the touch that come in contact with mashkin tmeim become domek. So the melee, the moment he picks up the gister with drops of water in it, with the needles in it, so the drops of water, the moment they become detached from the mea mikve, so they become tamei because they are in the teich of ekel cheres, and then they are in contact, these drops of water are in contact with the needles, so the needles also become tamei. This is what the Mishnah says: tiyal mitamosom abu tmei al gaf becheres im hoyu amayi sofi al gabo kol shehei is there, but the water is sofo on top, so then it is soya. Mayon ayoit se me atan vi yorat vi tova u bisech hu toe vi yod of meis. In other words, if at the time that is so, if you have a tunnel also in the house, and then there is a spring that comes out from the shulayim of that tunnel, of that tunnel, vi yorat vi tova u bisech hu toe. The yod of nails. Yod of nails. So why? Because you're dying. So become tomei because of the avid lechers. Because of the avid lechers. Vimhoyu al gabov hum yodo af yod of nails. Because suppose the water is so high that it covers up even the hands. So melee, the moment, as long as the hands are in the teich of the tunnel that is installed in the karke, so they cannot become tummy. Even though the hands are in the teich of the tunnel, because there is mayim, and so the mayim, so the melee, the yodayim become toy through the meyamikhe. And the moment it takes out the hands, so then it's already above the teich of the tunnel. So mele it's doya. You al gabo fu yodok af yodok teichs. Right. Now, next mission. Eyuok mikvois kishishveres aneit. Ki rubio chislolo kishteyet boyes chidres lukei. In other words, if you have evil mikveis, mikve choseh asher isad, mikve shov, in ame boze chopso, u boze chopso, u misar vin hamayim, derech ritz, oi nekit, shiiro mitzar fon u lachshir, ki lu yeish becholechot avoyim som. So the Rav mentions two tziyon, where we apply the aloche of evil mikveis shverazame. One is, if it's a mikve choseh, bitzad mikve shov, mikvechos b'tzad mikveshov. So in other words, here is a mikveshov, and here is a mikvechos. Here is mimso, here is mentis. So, and then there is a case, and there is in the case of Ishvaras Amei, so in Meile, this mikveh becomes a mikvechei or literal ball, because it becomes mikvechei or literal ball, this mikveh. Or in our bezechopso. Suppose each one is chaser. This is chopso, and this is chopso, and then there is a keitzel in between. So, and there is a neket shveres aneit, and the water is nisarei through the neket. So then, both mikvois are unified into one mikveh, and one can be table in each one. in each mitzvah. So kiwuvio chocholo kishtei etzbois chizos and kibbutz. In other words, it means the time again. You take two etzbois, you use this as a diameter, and you make a circle around it. So I mean, this kind of a nekev. A nekev, the diameter of which will be from here to here. Sofik kishishveres aneit. Sofik sheino kishveres aneit. In other words, you have two mikvahs, and then you have a kesa, and you have a kesa between, and you have to unite the two mikvahs, and there is a nekev. But you're not sure whether the nekev is kishveres aneit, maybe a little less kishveres aneit. So you have to go with chumra, because if the mikveh is chopso, so then the tefillah is no tefillah midaraisa. The tefillah is no tefillah midaraisa. So, but if there is a nekev shveres aneit, so then it's united to mikvehs. So it's considered that each mikveh is tevel in memso. But if it's a sofik, so tefillah midaraisa is a chumra. מפני שמעתם, וכן כזייס נמץ, וכזייס נמבלו, וחדוש מן השרץ. In other words, suppose you have, now, a כזייס נמץ is מתאמי, כזייס נמבל is מתאמי, a קדוש מן השרץ, the size of an קדוש, of a bean. So, is מתאמי, so suppose you have, I saw it as whether there was a kazayis or there was no kazayis, so it's also a sveke deraise. So we have to be chelichin shlochum. Now let's see the Rambam. Ki shveres aneit uvi cholo shalkon shmesim fi aneit vani kishtei zboi yichidun ki mispah berevam chola neke ushtei zboi shomrem shtei zboi asmu chesel geiru. This is the agudu, the thumb. So shtei zboi is in the two fingers that is next to the thumb.
Should we do the Rav on Mishnah Vav?
What? Of course we learn Mishnah
Vav. And the Rav we didn't do.
There is no Rav.
Okay.
Could you do it?
Okay.
There is no Rav.
Okay. I didn't understand the Metzias by Tzafim, in Hayu Al Kabav Rum Yodav. I mean, I thought.
So in other words, his hands are inside the Mayon. And the Mayon runs through a tunnel. Yeah. It's a kreharis. So, this is the mayon. This is the mayon. This is the tunnel. And here, there is mayon water. And he was standing in that mayon.
The water,
one second, is so high that it hovers above his hands.
If he's standing upright?
That's right. So in other words, so that means that by the time when he stands up and pulls up his hands, so when he pulls up his head, so it's already above the teich of the Maya, you see. If I stand here, this is the teich of Sarah of the Tano. So if it's within the teich of the Tano, so then it becomes stomach from the other Pacharis. But if there is water hovering over the whole hands, so in other words, so as long as the hands are in the teich of the Tano, there is water. So they cannot become tamei. The moment there is no water, so the hands are already above the teich of the tamei. So they cannot become tamei. Alright. Now the Rav. So, ושתי עצבוי שומרו עם שתי עצבוי סמוכת לגב. פורשינו של פסיה, דהיינו אצבע ועם. אצבע ועם. In other words, this is the agudu. This is the etzba. This is the etzba. And this is the amo. And this is the kmitze. And this is the zaras. I mean, that's the names. Agudu, etzba, amo, kmitzo, zaras. Now, mitnishin ateo. Chiv atiru mikve mayim harun ateo. Vechim kazayis namez. Sofik yesh ben kishiro, sofik yesh ben kishiro. Sveikim tomim. ודווקא בשביל היות, אבל בשביל הרבי, צווי קנטויה. ואף אגב, אפילו בדרבנן, סוף יקטומה בשביל היות, צווי קטומי. So, בשביל היות, so, and here the Mishnah says, מפני שנתיר. So the question is, מה עכשיו? What are we doing?
If we are dealing with the Sophic Innovations Rabbi, so you can go reading that Sophic Innovations Rabbi, says Sophic Innovations. If we are dealing with the Sophic Tume Innovations Ayokri, so you can read it the Rabbanon. So it's also a cause of Sophic Rabbi. So that's the Kashi. ואף אגב, אפילו רבונו צפקים שהיו אחרי צפקי תומי, מכל מוקים הוכה, אילו, אחרי שיהיו עם רבונו לא יהיו מתארנס. In other words, here, even though the general rule that the Bishop Sayochi, so he's Sveiki Tome, even if it's a Sophic in the Rabbono, but there are certain Sveikis that were it's in the Rabbono, so then we are Meikil, and we do not say it, Sveiki Tome. In other words, the Chachomim did not apply the Aloha of Sophic to Mishayochi, Sveiki Tome, Ligabi, all Sveiki Rabbono. This is the kind of a Sophic, had it been Midrabbonon, so then the Chachomim would say that it's Sveiki Likud. But the reason is why here is the Chumre is because it's not right. Alright. Kol Sheyamid, Kishferes Ameid, is Umayad. In other words, Kol Sheyamid, Beinofo, Beinzcheres, Beyakhushim, Adumim, Adim, Bemayim, Imeidin al Piyameke, Mimati, Bishferes Ameidin, and Kois Misaf. Suppose you have. This is the case, and here the Shvera is a name. So, it unites the two midways on the two sides of the case. Suppose you take a piece of cardboard. Now, this is the size of the Shvera is a name. Now, you take a piece of cardboard and you plug out part of the neck. So now, this does not tell the Shvera is a name. Only the whole neck has the size of the Shvera is a name. But once you plug out part of the neket, so the remaining neket is less than Shvera is a Neid. So maybe it cannot unite the two mikvois. So he says, a kochi amid is Shvera is a Neid in Mato. Whatever substance you put in the neket, so it reduces the size of Shvera is a Neid. In other words, it's not necessary to plug it with something that is usually used as a plug. No, you can use anything. Whether you take copper, take paper, I mean material, anything, as long as it's blocked, so it reduces the size, the negative Shvera is a Neid, and it cannot unite the two mikvois on the two sides of the case. Rav Shimon Gamliel Meir, Kol Shehu Mibrias Hamayim Istoy. Kol Shehu Mibrias Hamayim Istoy. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, and Tanakam Yisraelik, that's only Rav Shimon Gamliel. In other words, suppose you take the skin of a fish and you plug the neket, so according to Nekame, anything reduces the size of the neck. Even the skin of a fish, a shell, you know, that's been somebody. So even if you plug it with the shell, so it still reduces the neck of Shvera is a Neid. Rav Shimon Gamliel says, no, anything that originates in water, let's say like a shell, the skin of the fish, or a fish itself, a small fish you take, and you plug up the neck of wind. So it doesn't interfere with the air. Since it's near some mind, so it has a deal of mind itself, if it has a deal of mind itself, so it cannot obstruct the neck. It cannot stop the neck. But Tanakam is Chelik. And Tanakam is that even if it is Bria Samayim, it still stops the neck. Still coming. Alright, now let's. Kochiyama being of a Mitzrayim, we have Kushmaduma and Dil the Mayim. If we have Kushimadumi, certain kinds of water insects. So, they also stop the neck. So then There is no evil. But Rabshim Gamliel is chayv. Kol shum b'riyas amayim tarachushim adumi vein alochi Rabshim Gamliel. So we pass like Tarikame, like the Rabbonon. We pass like Tarikame and the Rabbonon that even Yachushim Adumi, a creature that originates in water, so it stops the naked. Stops the naked. Now, this is Yom Tov here. Oh, now we don't have to, just the first line in the thesis Yonke, the first line beneath the Mishnayos. What about you in Posad Befirik? The Kasher. A Rambam pays you a Rapshim Gamliel Hoche and Yedayim. So the Rambam passes not like Rapshim Gamliel, like Tanekam. That even something that is in Kriya Samayi still stops the naked. We hold him at Billy, possibly for a casting of his reports. At the same time, so the Rambam passes that you can be tevel in Kriya Samayi. In other words, suppose you don't have Nimso. You have less than Nimso. But together with the fishes and the shells in the water, so it is Nemso. So the Rambam passes, you can be taken on it. So it is stealing. So he says, "What might be impossible for the customer from the ways? We hear all the acts of Misha. I'll be sick for this Yosef, but he'll be your day because of us. This God of the Shaykh, the Rambam now walks up to him there. The King possibly for the rest, the Yosef's good ways. The Abba Dabda Moon for the business, walking. The whole shit through us, the Yosef, the Ramayim, the Mabimbe. You can be taken there. It can be tzumet to the Nemzor, and it can be tevil, even though part of sometimes in the yam, so you find certain things, skins of fishes. And so suppose a person is tevil, and some of the fingers of the toes are wrapped up in those skins of the fishes. It's a good feeling. Why? Because it can even be tzumet to the Nemzor, so maybe it cannot be a chatzitze. If it can be true of the Memso, it cannot be a Chatzitza. And the Rambam passed it like that. Mashma Nisvirei, Yotarakamid Rashid Gamliel, Afal Pishe Kosh, Tulis Vios, and Amayim, and Bimbe, Mikol Mokin, Mimayi Dineke, Shish Veres, was a Kibesi. Kinira Shepesi Torosh, the Mimayi Chalahim, Shalahim, and Kamil Vat, Vizel Kinegan Aswore, Shemir Kosh, and Nibu Day, but we are in my age of Yukshara Mikoyas. So, the Tesiyot Tefes, the Kasher ben Rambam, how can the Rambam be Mizakish Dor Lubitre? On one hand, the Pastons, the Gimorins, Rochim, that Koshe Tchilas Miyosina, Mayim Madirbe. Even if part of the goof is immersed, not in the water, but in the skins of the fishes that are in the water. So it's a good feeling. On the other hand, if the naked is plugged up partially by skin of the fish, so it's not Miyarei, the tunic ways. So he says, that's contrary to logic. Zev Kineged Aslore, Shei Yirkosh Avidu, Beid Afloche, Imai Shem Zalkoiz. So the Mishnah Reine says something very mistaken. But now look at the Mishnah Reine. Rabshim Gamliel Koshim Yes Amayim Toyer Utanikame Mashkada Umayim Vikoshim Shimadune. In general, I mean, you should not ignore a single Mishnah Chayim. Utanikame Mashkada Umayim Vikoshim Shimadune. V'arambam Poisei Vimadun Vikam Posa Kitanikame Vimayim Vikosa Tivis Yomtev Shinegel Aswar V'yei Shloim Vashayim Negel Aswar V'yohod Vimadun V'en Vikshim Kimayim ומקומו כנומיים במים דובי אם אין דימונקי ונאית ומזר לזה כמיים המקושי מה נוראים לא נוראים ממיית he says there is no stira there is no inconsistency the reason is why Lawrence Wachin says that כל שפריוס אין פרוס ביוס אין המים is מבילן בי and I once mentioned I once said a child a woman who had a tumor in the brain and it was successful and but she was not allowed it was mamish sakonis and precious for her to moisten her head. So naturally, she could go bathing, but she had to put a plastic covering with Dr. Tola on the head, because it would be sakonis nefoshes for her. So now the question is, how could you go through if she puts a plastic covering? That's a chatzitze. That's a chatzitze. And then, according to the gaming, we learn it, I mean, later further, in ways. So even though with the Reiser, so it's only Rupe. It's only Rube Hamakido of his chitzis. Rube Hamakido of his chitzis. But mute. So it has to be both Rube and Makido. But Midrabono, so one of the two is chitzis. If it's Rube, even though it's in Makid, or if it's mute, even though if it's mute, but it's Makid, so it's also chitzis in Rabono. So it's a rabbon. So the melee is certainly a chitzitz in the rabbon. If you put a plastic covering on a head. And then it might come to the shittas again. So they say that the seyot is an entity by itself. So the melee, in other words, the machlik is the rabbon and the rabbon agrees with shittas again. Suppose a person who has to be taken will put a bathing cap on the hair. So it covers all the hair, but it doesn't cover the major portion of the body. Relative to the size of the whole body, so it's mute. So the Rambam shita is that Tzeyar is not an entity by itself. It's considered like part of the whole group. So maybe according to the Rambam, if a woman will put a bathing cap, a plastic bathing cap, on the hair, and she'll go tefillah, so of course, with the Rabbonon it's certainly, so only with the Rabbonon the tefillah is not a good tefillah. But with the Raisa the tefillah is a good tefillah. Because with the Raisa, so when is it a chitze, if he's makpid and Ruben, but here it's only mute. But according to the Gaelim and the Raive, the heya, the seya of the person is an entity by itself. So if there is a chitze neged the hair, even though the hair itself is only mute in respect to the whole group, but that's an entity by itself. So maybe it's a chitze neged the eyes. So the only solution was, in other words, a special kind of a bathing cap had to be manufactured. Now out of the skin of a fish. Skin of a fish, and that's not a chitze. That's the aloha. Although shepriyosim in amayi, so is a chitze. So the Mishnah Chayim says she even neged asor. The whole debate being well nechshivik amayi. In other words, anything that originates like a fish in water has it in our minds that can even be mitzuref to memem so. But here it's something else. Here we have each week that we have 20 so. But al deyihu. So, because of water, Kishvedas Adeim, constantly going through the Nekev, so that is the Arab. So, suppose you will have water and the temperature will be so low, it will be below zero, and the water will freeze and will form a piece of ice in the Nekev. It will also plug, so it will not be muret. It's water, I mean, ice is certainly water. There's no doubt that ice is certainly water. But B'tzias it cannot be married. It's a solid thing. So how can it be married? So the melee, the Rambam passes that the Yafushim Adumi plugs the record. But he passes the Kapitabel, it's no chitze. The answer is true. Suppose it's plugged by ice. That's certainly water. But the fact is it's plugged. So the melee, it cannot be married. I mean, it's a very simple pshat in the Rambam. All right. Mitar limes amitvois, ho elyei min atach, v'yorochik min akor, keitze, mei visilin shol cheres, shol eiber, umaniach yo mitachtov, atche u nismal umayim, umei shrei, umasikei, afilu kisar. Dai. Now, ho yo belin arbo yusof, uvitachtim ugrum, mimale bitatev, v'nisim elyei, So he says, "Mitavim es amikvois, hoel yeminatachten." Now this is discussed by all the Rishonim. First of all, Oelim Tatachtin says Katafes. Says Katafes. In other words, you have a mikveh. You have a mikveh. And you have a mikveh Aliena, and you have a mikveh Tachtaino. You have a mikveh Tachtaino. So, here the mikveh Aliena, and here the mikveh Tachtaino. So, and let's say, here's the mikveh Aliena, and here's the mikveh Tachtaino. And you want to be mikayet, to affect Ashok. Let's say, you want to affect Ashok. So this mikveh has mayim shuvim, and this mikveh does not have mayim shuvim. Mayim shuvim. So you want to affect Ashoke, but they are not. They do not join each other. So how can Ashoke be affected? So you take a pipe. So you take your pipe. For every minatachte, mitados emikroyim. For every minatachte. Suppose they are both on the same levels and you want to affect Ashoke. So you take a pipe, case of maybe cylindrical hands, an earthenware pipe, usually the oil metal pipe, lead, umaniach yodi tachto, ache humismali, and you put, in other words, in order to manipulate that water should continually go from here to here, so he has to press it. Otherwise, the water will be diverted. So, it's maniach, yoni tachto, and that thereby enabling all the water from this mikveh to go into the pipe here, right? And then, it continually, there is continuity of water flowing from this mikveh to this mikveh. So that affects Ashok. Maniach yoni tachto, acho mismale. He has to be on guard to make sure that the water is not diverted. So he's maniach yoni tachto, so that it shouldn't slip away. If he doesn't put his hand beneath it, it will slip away in all directions and the water will be diverted. But he wants it to stay tight. So he puts his hand, mimele, it stays tight, and it doesn't slip away, and then the water from this mikveh goes into this mikveh, and there is continuity of water from here to here. The moment this continuity of water is affected, so they are joined. So this mikveh is joined to this mikveh. So mele, the shem shol and the here to of the here to fall mikveh shol is poka to Ashok. Achol mismal mai umeishrei umasike yafilu kisai is done. So in other words, there are all kinds of difficulties here. First of all, it says, Vitalim Samikroi, so Elimina Tachte, Yorochet Nakoi, he's a baby seal in Shoferes, we shall eat there, Umaniach Yoritachto, so it's Elimina Tachte. If it's Elimina Tachte, so that's Katafres. And Katafres, Hanitzin Makatafres in Chibol, Tumer, Litare. Hashokin is Chibol. Hashokin. They become connected. But how can they become connected? When it's in the Islamic, this mikveh is on the lower level, and this mikveh is on the higher level, on the upper level. So Katafas in Achim. That's one question. So the Rash Teretz is, that, there are other Shittas Rishim, but the Rash Teretz is, that, seeing Shurim is only possible in Rabbanon, and in this Rash, the Rash Shitta appears to be that in Kuli Shov is only possible in Rabbanon. Sin Shov is only possible in Rabbanon, so Ligabe, the psul of Shov, which is a psul in Rabbanon, so Katafres is a chibur. That's why you can be mitayeh. Can be mitayeh. Hoel yemin atachte. Now let's see what the Rav Batinora says. Hoel yemin atachte, kigen shehoi hoel ye maim shuv, vitachte maim cheh. So we have to be mitalia the Elie from the Tachte. So here it's not just it's Katapres, and we are applying the Gabi Shubim, we are applying the din of Gudasik. Alright. Gudachins means that we consider it as if it is done. But Gudasik means that we consider it that water here is imagined to be up and above. Now, we find a machlekes in Chagigah between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. Between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda. At the bottom of Yutes and that we say the dust. So in other words, we find three gumiyas, the Yeno and Tzoyis and Tachteno. So, Holyeno about Tachteno shall ask an essence of, and so you shall appoint so, and the Chavos of Shalmi Verifene, combine them. So, the Bude in the Mea Oyeno Madu Velena, because we say the Vasik. So, even though the Gume, in the uppermost level, so the Mikveh, in the Lieno, so has only Chopso, but since there is continuity of water on account of the Chavos of Shami, so there is continuity of water between this Gume and this Gume and this Gume, so the Mele, we say good Asik. So in other words, we imagine that water, the Mem saw here, is computer says we do not see good Asik. So you cannot be tabled in the Yeno. But in the Tachteno, Rabbi says you can be tabled. So Rabbi Shiti is good Achis, we say, good Asik, we don't say. Not only do we say good achis, we even say good achis. Now the question is, the in Chagigah doesn't mention what the Chachomim say, but the Chachomim in the Tisefte, that's it, why it's in the Tisefte. So the Chachomim in the Tisefte, per gimul mikvois, they say, in tege loibazu galoibazu. So some Rishonim explain it, why is it loibazu galoibazu? Because where is the view the holds? That Gudachis we don't say. Gudachis we do say, so the Chachomim say, just as we don't say Gudachis, we do not say Gudachis. Because Katavka say the Chibo. So it doesn't matter. Just we don't say Gudachis and we don't say Gudachis. Mashem came, the Rambam Shite, because Mishnah says that the Rambam Shite is not. That if the Chachomim are made that Gudachis we say, everybody says Gudachis we say.